Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Doug Webster and Tom Stanton, authors of the IBM Center Report, Improving Government Decision-Making Through Enterprise Risk Management. Your report for the IBM Center does a wonderful job of exploring the evolution of enterprise risk management in the federal government. Tom, first, would you tell us more about the traditional approach to risk management? What are some of the limitations of this approach?
Well, the traditional approach to risk management generally involves an agency or agency head looking at the kind of risk they think they are really going to have that's going to cause them problems, and then monitoring for that kind of risk. The problem is that the risks you anticipate, and we talked about this earlier, may not be the risks that can bring you down. There's a very large financial institution in the Washington, D.C. area, and I heard the CEO speak at the Association for Federal Enterprise Risk Management, and he talked about how they avoided the subprime crisis. That was the big risk they had focused on, and they did a great job. But all of a sudden, they had a cyber event that proved extremely costly. And then they had a flood, and it turned out a number of their major systems were in the basement and were flooded out. And that CEO stepped back and said, okay, we need enterprise risk management. We need a way to run our radar and figure out what are the major risks that can affect our institution, including those risks that I, as CEO, may not automatically think about.
Mm-hmm. So, Doug, I remember when I first had you on the show in your other role, you mentioned you were actually the first CFO that I interviewed that mentioned enterprise risk management as a focus of yours. And so to that end, what is it? What is enterprise risk management? And what are some of the distinguishing characteristics of ERM?
I think that's an extremely important question because one of the big frustrations I have is enterprise risk management these days is a term that's thrown out there very loosely and very poorly understood by so many people who use that term. And that doesn't restrict itself only to those in the federal government where the term is newer than it is in the private sector, but also in the private sector. I've talked to folks within the risk management profession that don't understand and who use the term enterprise risk management and really don't understand the principles. Because for many people, enterprise risk management is simply glorified risk management, meaning it's still conducted within functional silos and it's done really well, but they have not taken that next step to try and integrate those across those silos. In some cases, it's the term is used when what they're really talking about is internal controls. And enterprise risk management and risk management in general, for that matter, is much broader than simply internal controls. So the metaphor that I like to use because it works for me is the fact that if you had all the various functional stovepipes, whether it belonging to a functional head like a CIO, a CFO, so on, or a bureau level head or a program office represented by a brick, the metaphor I use is a pile of bricks is not equal to a brick wall. ERM takes what you have in risk management today, and hopefully you've got a complete set of processes that are focused functionally, programmatically, et cetera, but then takes it a further step and brings the mortar, if you will, to those bricks to turn into a brick wall, to generate a portfolio view. Without that, you're really not talking about enterprise risk management. You're simply talking about traditional risk management.
And so that, just to be clear, for this purposes of this report or for your book that you gentlemen edited, enterprise, what do you mean by enterprise? Is it department? Is it bureau? Is it all of it together? Could you just give us a sense of what the definition of enterprise?
Absolutely. And there's also some confusion on that very term because sometimes folks interpret the word enterprise as having to be done at the highest level of the organization. And I would submit that it does not have to be. For example, if you're in the Department of Defense, it does not mean that to do enterprise risk management, it has to be each of the military services all coming together. One could do enterprise risk management at any level of an organization, such as a military installation, where you have multiple silos that you are going to then bring together to develop a portfolio view of risk applicable at that level of the organization. So whether that's a cabinet-level department, an agency, a bureau, some functional area, even within the CFO or the CIO shop, to the degree that they are each exercising and implementing various areas of their functional responsibility and each has risks associated with it, they can implement the principles of enterprise risk management, and that becomes the context of the word enterprise at that level.
So you've pointed out both in your report and today that enterprise risk management has been maturing and evolving in the private sector for many decades, but fairly recent in the public sector. And Doug, I'd like you to see if you can elaborate on the history and continuing evolution of ERM within federal agencies. And what I mean by that is perhaps you can highlight some early adopters within the federal government and what lessons have been learned.
The notions, the underlying principles of enterprise risk management date back to the early 70s, but the actual term itself, enterprise risk management, didn't come about until about the year 2000. In the year 2004, Federal Student Aid within the Department of Education was the first organization to actually go out and establish the position of a chief risk officer and hire against that position. And that began to establish the ability to think about risk holistically across the organization. They and other organizations within the federal government over the years have begun to implement those principles of enterprise risk management. Some have gone further than others, as one would readily expect. And unfortunately, in some cases, some have backslid a little. So enterprise risk management is not something that just because you head down the road, you're going to automatically continue to keep going. It's going to take sustained effort. It's going to take sustained championship and tone at the top. And it's a long-term effort. But it began, as I mentioned, in the year 2004 in the federal government. When I was CFO at Labor in 2008, I developed a network of folks who shared that passion and interest in enterprise risk management, and we put together this ad hoc group of federal executives called the Federal ERM Steering Group, and we teamed with a local university to put on the first ever Federal Enterprise Risk Management Summit in 2008, and that has continued every year since. And then in the year 2011, I worked with a number of folks, including Tom, who's the co-author in this report, and we transitioned that group into the Association for Federal Enterprise Risk Management. So that's a formal professional association today that I think we're all very proud of.
So Tom, would you elaborate on efforts being pursued by the Office of Management and Budget to push the adoption and use of enterprise risk management as an approach? And what specifically is OMB doing to think beyond the risk simply as a financial risk?
OMB has been very sophisticated in the way they've approached enterprise risk management. The management side of OMB polled the Chief Financial Officers Council that they host and found out that risk management and enterprise risk management were the top priority for the chief financial officers that they polled and decided we've got to start moving in that direction. They have now come out with several circulars, which are the way they issue direction and guidance to federal agencies. The first one was A-129, which is for federal credit agencies that came out in 2013. Then there was A-11, which is your general budget submission calling for improved risk management and risk considerations. And A-123 is currently in the works, which is internal controls. And what they're saying is, to get to your question, enterprise risk management is the essential broader context for A-123 and the way we're going to deal with it. They're dealing with a very complex situation because you don't want to mandate risk management. The minute you tell somebody you got to have risk management, great. Here's my chief risk officer. We know whom to hang when something goes wrong. And that really doesn't work very well. So what they're doing is encouraging and setting up sort of a constant pressure. I guess the buzzword these days is nudge, but it's more than a nudge. It's a gentle push to that agencies have got to start considering enterprise risk management. And my ideal will be when this finally comes, and it looks like it will come, will be that when agencies bring their budget submissions to their budget examiner, their RMO, they call them, the resource management officer, that the question immediately the OMB person will ask is, what are the major risks that could prevent you from achieving the objectives that you think you're going to achieve with this budget? Mm-hmm. Because what can happen if you're at the OMB level is, if there's a really serious vulnerability, you might be able to figure out how to allocate some resources to deal with it before rather than after we have an OPM or some other debacle. Mm-hmm.
Doug, I was wondering, could you tell us more about the attributes of effective risk management as identified by OMB?
Certainly. OMB A11 came out last summer and included for the first time enterprise risk management in that circular. And they listed a number of items, and they were it creates and protects value. It's an integral part of all organizational processes, and to elaborate on that, simply having folks sing the song, if you will, about enterprise risk management doesn't accomplish a whole lot. It really needs to be built in and integrated into the decision-making processes. It's part of decision-making, relating to what I just said, explicitly addresses uncertainty, because that's what, of course, risk is all about. Is systematic, structured, and timely, based on the best available information. And a highlight of this point is this is not about quantifying all risk, because sometimes the best you're going to be able to cost-effectively do is come up with qualitative information. But just because it's not quantifiable does not mean that it can or should be ignored. It's tailored and responsive to an evolving risk profile of the agency, which can indeed change over time. It takes human and cultural factors into account. Is transparent and inclusive, is dynamic, iterative, and responsive to change, and the last one is facilitates continual improvement of the organization.
What are some of the key challenges facing government executives when implementing enterprise risk management? We'll explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.